You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Friday, June 5th, episode, or week 108. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Sneska.
Did it.
Boom.
The real question is, how have we not been doing it every episode?
Yeah, pretty easy.
I think now that we proved we could do it for like
yeah.
a bunch of, we don't have to even think about it.
Nah, it's just natural. That's the first things we say.
Yeah. It's Friday, so that means we're going to talk about some movies we watched and review them, and then we're going to give you our Netflix recommendations.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Yeah. And then you'll go your way, we'll go our way, and hope we just run into each other again.
Then we meet back up on Monday.
On Monday. And Monday you'll be surprised. You're like, wow, my podcast downloader of choice is downloading another episode of Destiny Pizzas.
Like, how'd they do that so quick?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like these guys, all they do is record podcasts. Maybe. Leave that to us. And you do your thing.
Yeah, we do recording, you do downloading.
And ideally listening.
Yeah. But if you only want to download, I mean. Downloads are still appreciated.
That makes sense, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm paying for that bandwidth anyways, might as well use it. Okay, so I promise you the most epic story, but you're going to have to wait for it a little bit. First, we're going to talk about some movies we saw.
All right, I'll go with mine first. I saw McFarland, USA, which is a story about Kevin Costner. Not really Kevin Costner. He is the actor in it. He's like this dude who moves to a town called McFarland.
In the United States of America?
In the United States of America. It's in California, apparently.
Whoa.
That shocked me. I was like,
I thought this movie was about Seth MacFarlane.
It was coming to not America. About it. That was the twist. It was like, and where's Family Guy coming? I thought Family Guy was going to come out at the end. Did not happen. Yeah, so he's this coach, and something happens at the beginning where he has to go to a school. Like, no school will take him except McFarland.
Is he a gambling addict, and he makes a bunch of bets, and then he gets arrested, and part of his agreement is that he's going to help
does not happen that way.
Okay. Oh, that was Hardball. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, that was exactly. He's not Keanu. So yeah, he has to move to this town, so he moves his whole family there, and like they spend a lot of the movie being like they're white people, the whole town's a Mexican town, everyone's Mexican there. It's
Didn't
in America.
He make a movie recently called Black and White?
Yes. He's into this like whole race thing, I think.
We get it, Kevin Costner, you're white.
Yeah.
You don't have to make movies to tell us they're better than us.
Yeah.
Well, me. Michael's white as well.
Yeah.
You don't have to make movies telling me that you're equal to Michael.
Yeah, so he's just like, there's a lot of just like racist joke. Like,
yeah, like
there's like too many for my taste.
In like, the trailer, it's like,
yeah,
she's Mexican. She's going to give you leftovers.
Yeah, and the trailer was like, he's like, tell your dad this, and then he speaks English or whatever.
Yeah.
So there's like,
and he's like farting during track practice. He's like, I had dinner with a Mexican family yesterday. The refried beans are making me fart.
Yeah, so he moves to this town, and he's just he's the assistant football coach. Look, he's a football coach at the old school. No one gave him a job. He gets a job here as a teacher and a football coach, or assistant football coach. And then the other coach doesn't like him. He's like, you got to kick him out. Because he was one kid got a concussion. He's like, he's trying to protect the kid, but the regular coach wanted him to go back in, so he's like, get him off the team. So
wow.
He kicks him off the football team, and then he's like, sees Mexican kids running. He's like, kids are running around here all the time. Let me start a cross-country team.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's really weird. And then
I once said about cross-country that if I was physically the best at that sport, I would still not sign up for cross-country.
Yeah.
And I stand by that.
Yeah, so he pretty much like, some of the kids want to join. Some of the kids he like blackmails into joining.
He's like, hey, I know you don't have a green card.
Not for someone like that, but it's like, like one of the kids is a really bad kid, and he's like, yeah, that's your last strike. You're going to like you're gonna get expelled or go to prison or something. Like expelled or something. And like, and then he bargains for him to become on the team.
Homie, you loco?
Yeah.
You don't see what I'm doing for you? Like, puts on an inflection and stuff?
Yeah.
Talking to this guy?
Yeah. So,
He's like, yeah. I know you're really into the Cypress Hill rap music. You join the team. I'll buy you some concert tickets and go with you.
Yes.
Like that?
Kind of thing. Yeah, it's just basically blackmails him through. He's not going to get in trouble. But he was just waiting for him to get in trouble.
Only that one kid? Or is this
only
like,
the one kid.
Okay, I thought this was like it's a regular
everybody.
Occurrence with a lot
everybody.
Of...
Most
it's
people,
like a bunch of people blackmailed into being on this team.
Yeah, but most people wanted to join, I guess. But
like we get to run across this country? He's
yeah.
like, no. It doesn't really work like that.
Like, no. But yeah, then like some of the kids, they actually work in the fields in the morning, go to school, and then work in the fields at night. And are on the cross-country team.
That sounds physically exhausting.
So it's, like, really crazy. Yeah, that's what he keeps telling them. He's like, you guys do this stuff. These, like, white kids can't do any of that. So the whole thing is, like, apparently this is set in the 80s.
True story?
Yeah, it's a true story.
Okay.
Yeah, so apparently everybody in cross-country is an elitist sport. It's very elite. They, like, compare it to golf. And
'cause you know
only white people do it, apparently.
I find it hard to believe that times have changed that much.
Yeah. It was shocking to me. I'm like, what year was this set? Like,
I thought the movie was set in, like, now.
No, like, it's set in the 80s. No, there's... I don't know. Like, was the 80s really racist? Because there's, like, the guys they're running with are, like, making these jokes to them. I'm like, have you guys, like, never seen a Mexican or something? This is California. Like, it was California in the late 80s.
This is one thing I'm not going to look up because I don't even know what to look up. But
yeah. But
racism.
It was really weird. And then the coach are like, how do you even communicate with them? I'm like, there are a lot of was California racist in the 80s? And I don't know.
I think that racism, like everything you've said.
Yeah.
Sounds like the same that would happen now.
I don't think that happens in cross country now. Like, I'm sure it happens some places now, but it was like really odd to me. But yeah. So it's just them saying, oh, like, sports lead to something better, and like you can get out of here through this and everything. So that's basically the movie. It's like him fitting in with them, and then like them trying to strive for better, because they say everybody in that town is so poor they either end up in the fields or they end up in jail or something, because they're like one of the poorest cities in California. So that's basically the movie in a nutshell.
I can't find anything on racism in California in the 1980s.
I don't know. It was just really weird because I feel like even the 80s, I feel like I didn't know cross country was like an elite sport. I feel like
maybe the fact that you have to like buy a pair of shoes.
That was a thing too. They didn't have shoes.
And you have to like invest a lot of time by running.
I guess, but I feel like anybody can do it.
Yeah.
But I mean,
literally
back
like
then
anyone.
It was.
Yeah. Almost like anyone.
You just have to run. Yeah.
If you have legs.
But like, yeah, it was like all white people.
Like Forrest Gump does it.
Yeah, exactly.
Literally.
Yeah, and that was before the 80s.
He literally runs across the country.
He does.
With like a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Of all races.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
But
yeah,
but it was still, it was a good movie, so it's just all that stuff was weird. But.
What do you rate it?
Like 5.5.
You're down that road of the fives.
Yeah, you're I've been on a little streak of just like
mediocre movies.
They're okay. It's all right. It's like it wasn't made poorly. It wasn't. It didn't make.
It
made
just
sense.
Wasn't.
It just wasn't. Like,
maybe just not for you.
It just wasn't great.
We knew a few cross country runners. Do you think they'd be like, finally?
Yeah, look, it's
all
odd,
these movies
it's
about
concept.
Football players. We get a movie for ourselves.
Yeah, it was odd that I just thought it was interesting. Like a cross country movie. It's like, how do you make a cross country movie?
Especially because cross country isn't like a sport where, like, Remember the Titans. Any
yeah.
football movie, there could be a football scene where
exactly.
it's like, you get involved, like, emotionally involved, and you're like, yes, the touchdown, like, we're
yeah.
so close. There's no running.
Yeah, that was, like, the whole thing. It was, like, hills, big hills were the thing.
He just has a run up this big hill. There's yeah. a racist white guy next to him, a few steps in front of him. He trips, Mexican kid helps him up. Does that happen in the movie?
No, it doesn't happen.
Okay.
No.
That's why I'm not a director, apparently.
I put that in.
I would put that in.
Yeah, but it was an interesting story, too. I never heard that story. It was like, I never heard of McFarland. And like,
is that
and
close
that was
to the border?
That was the, it was the year of the first championship of California, or something, first CIF, I guess, for cross country. And like, they hadn't, that was their first year or whatever.
McFarland, California.
I don't even know where that is.
Population of 12,420. I'm
guessing somewhere very inland.
San Joaquin Valley. Mm-hmm. Formerly Hunt and Lone Pine. Whoa, Lone Pine?
Oh, shoot, Lone Pine Mall.
In Kern County, California.
Interesting.
Weird.
All right, so what movies have you seen?
I saw Kung Fury. Did not have a weird connection to this movie. I actually have a very boring connection to the movie. I backed it on Kickstarter. So.
Yeah, a lot of people saw this movie.
Yeah, it was 30 minutes. It's on YouTube.
All over the internet.
It was fun. Very 80s nostalgic. Mm-hmm. I actually like this movie a lot.
Yeah.
Especially for a movie that's on YouTube and you can watch in its entirety on YouTube. Very like 80s cliches, full of 80s cliches, but really fun. So I give this one like a 6.5.
Cool.
Now, this is the weird connection one I have. This movie is called Kid Cannabis. It's about a high school dropout in Idaho and his friend from Boston who become drug smugglers. They smuggle some drugs. They drive north to Canada, where weed is legal.
Mm-hmm.
Drive it. Or then he has groups of kids running it down across the border, and then they sell it.
Were you one of these kids?
Yes. This is where I'm going to...
Oh, wait, that's real?
No.
Okay. Whoa.
In Idaho?
You're blowing my mind. I don't know. Maybe when you were a kid. When is this set? In the current times?
Like early 2000s.
Okay. You were a kid back then.
You knew me, though.
I know. You could have gone on a trip, and you're like, I'm going on a trip.
To Idaho.
For some reason. Who knows?
I don't think I've ever been to Idaho.
I've been through Idaho.
Oh, yeah. You've been through a lot of things.
I've been through there. I never stopped.
And, in early on in the movie, okay, so it's a kind of like a small movie,
mm-hmm.
but there are three major actors in it. One of them is the Asian guy from Disturbia. Do you know who that is?
No.
I'm talking about?
No.
He's also in something else. I think he was in, let me find out. Ron Perlman from Sons of Anarchy and Hellboy, mm-hmm. he's in it.
Yeah.
And, oh, the guy's name is Aaron Yu. He's the Asian guy from.
Okay.
He was in The Tomorrow People. He was in Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist.
Oh, okay, yeah, I know him then.
He was in 21.
Tomorrow People. Oh, 21, yeah. That guy. Okay.
He's a competing drug dealer. And Dr. Cox from Scrubs. I don't mm-hmm. know his real name.
Yeah, yeah.
He's the grower in Canada.
Okay.
Because I guess in Canada, it's like a slap on the wrist if you get caught growing. So mm-hmm. a lot of people grow weed up there back in this time period. And then you just see how, like, this guy, nothing's going right for him, this fat kid. And, like, his mom is poor. She's working all the time. Can barely afford rent and, like, three meals for him and his brothers. So he becomes a drug dealer. They start living lavishly. Then eventually, the competing drug dealer hires these two guy murderers to murder the fat kid. And he gets tipped off to it, so he has his friend live in the house. Do you figure out the connection to it yet?
No.
Okay. The fat kid.
Slow, I think.
He gets his friend. No, I'm just wondering.
No.
Because I see you like in thought, in deep thought.
I'm thinking about it.
He sees, he gets tipped off to it, so his friend stays over at his house.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to live at house B. Ron Perlman is like the financier of this whole operation. And then the guys that the Asian kid hires to murder the guy, break into his house, kidnap this guy and his girlfriend, and say, show us where your friend lives. He takes him to another house, which he was tipped off that they were going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So he went to a third house, and in the second house, he had a guy with a gun. They shoot the van and stuff, but nothing. They get away. They get an argument with this Asian guy, the first drug dealer to hire him. They end up murdering the Asian guy.
Whoa.
And burying him in the woods. And then I'll leave the rest of it. That's where my connection mm-hmm. is to those two murderers.
Yeah.
I knew those murderers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How?
They helped my family move to this house.
Oh, wow.
They are from this area. And I actually knew them more than that. I'm not going to say anything more, though.
Damn.
One of them actually taught me how to shoot a basketball.
Wow. That is crazy.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, that's insane.
So, I...
That's interesting.
The weird thing is...
that's like, a connection.
Yeah. I knew this movie existed.
Mm-hmm.
And then me and some people who I'm not going to discuss how I know them were talking about this family that we knew. And this person was like, oh, they had the best Italian food. I guess they used to own an Italian... They're Italians.
Yeah.
They used to own this Italian restaurant. And they were like, oh, I wonder what happened. We all knew that, like, a lot of these brothers got... Because there's a bunch of brothers. Mm-hmm. That they got arrested.
Yeah.
And we knew what happened to some of them. And so this person was asking, oh, is this person free yet? So I was like, let me check. Still not out of jail or prison. But...
You know how long it's supposed to be?
No. I think he got life.
Oh, Jesus.
He got life, but then these other people I was talking to knew this guy much better than I did, and they were saying that he took the rap for his other brother.
Oh, really?
For his other brothers.
Do it. Yeah.
That one of his other brothers probably did it, but that guy had a wife.
He's free?
One of the free guys. Well, no, he was deported.
Okay.
Because that guy who was deported had a wife and kid, and his wife had breast cancer, his kid. Oh, wow. But the guy who took the rap didn't have anything. He was single, and he was the oldest. And the other guy, I've actually seen him a few times since this whole thing happened. And then, so we're like, oh, let's see what happened to them. Still in jail. And then
Have they seen this movie?
I have no idea. Okay. I mean, I'm not that. I don't care to keep that connection.
Yeah, yeah.
That much. That's why I'm like scared to even talking about this.
Yeah.
Not really. They were nice to me. I have nothing bad to say about them. But then I saw this article titled Kid Cannabis, and I was like, oh, this is a movie.
So you just happened upon it.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And then these people were like, oh, like watch it and tell us how it is. So I saw this one. It was all right. Yeah. I think the only reason I'd watch it is because I have this connection.
Yeah.
But the brothers are only in the movie for like 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not them, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay. What would you rate it, though?
Probably like 6.
Okay.
Kung Fury is way more entertaining.
Yeah.
But I mean, Kung Fury has Hitler doing Kung Fu.
Ah, there you go.
And like T-Rex.
That's all you need.
And Viking women, and Thor is in it, and... David Hasselhoff makes an appearance, perfect. And there's an arcade machine robot.
Sounds awesome.
Everything's awesome in Kung Fury. Kid Cannabis is just like Superbad meets a drug dealing movie.
Okay.
Yeah, isn't that a crazy connection?
Yeah, that's weird.
Did you know I knew a murderer?
I did not.
Alleged?
No, I did not know that.
I think you did.
I think I may have.
I think when I tell
block
you
that out of my mind
after,
I'm like I'm not gonna. I don't want to remember that.
After this podcast is done, I'll tell you more details.
I kind of vaguely sounds really familiar. Actually, when you say it again,
yeah. Moving on to something I'm less connected to, TV news or TV stuff I watched. I started watching Chef's Table, which is 6 episodes. I finished 5 of them. I was hoping to finish the last one today, but then I got sidetracked.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't.
What's the premise?
It's just a documentary series Netflix did on different chefs and like why they like pretty much their life story.
Yeah,
it's an hour long.
Does
episode
it follow
for each
different?
Chef.
Oh, different. Okay, that's what I thought.
And it shows like certain plates that they were inspired by or make and stuff, and it just talks about them. It's really interesting. There was this one chef in LA who's like a woman, Japanese woman, who does these like crazy meals. Like 18 course meals at this restaurant, and her restaurant only has like 20 people per night. And each time you go there, apparently it's different, and they base it based on what you liked before and what you didn't like. They'll replace
cool.
and stuff.
That's legit.
It's like super customer based.
Yeah.
So I was like, I want to go there.
That sounds awesome.
$160 a meal though, but I mean that's 18 courses is quite a bit.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna try. Maybe this summer.
Maybe a cool thing to just try though.
Try at least once.
Yeah.
And they have a vegetarian, like, because it's, you don't get to choose the food.
Mm-hmm.
You just make the reservation and she'll make the food for you. Unless you have, like, allergies or stuff, then they'll obviously change it.
You gotta tell them, yeah.
But, yeah, they'll make the food for it. Like, there's a vegetarian set meal. I think it's $140 for the vegetarian, $160 for the regular.
Yeah.
and then $85 additional for wine pairings. Uh-huh. I'm like, might as well.
Yeah.
I think that was episode 4 or 5. I don't remember. But yeah, really cool. Nice. The restaurant's N Naka, which is N-N-A-K-A, if you want to do some research on it. Cool. But I think Edwin's already seen Chef's Table.
Yeah.
He's the main person I catered this podcast to, so. Yeah. Now, well, video games, I started playing Forza Horizon 2. And I realized EDM has infiltrated everything.
Is that just all the soundtrack?
There's like 3 stations, and I think it's all EDM.
Oh, wow.
And the premise to this game is that you went to like this music festival. It's like a car show / music festival, and all the music is EDM.
Oh, wow.
Huh. I'm like, God, this is so annoying.
Wow.
But it's a cool game.
Yeah.
I realize I suck at those kind of racing games, though.
Yeah, because
it's like the very realistic ones.
Yeah.
I'm crashing my car left and right.
Yeah.
But it's cool because there's no AI in the game, and it's only people. It's like based on how people actually drive and stuff.
Yeah.
So like I race against my friends, like Nick and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
But he's not. He doesn't have to be playing live. It's like based.
Yeah, it's like he did
they
a race.
Created a computer.
But are they a ghost or is
it's like a ghost or it's a computer ghost, right? Based on how they race?
Oh, okay. Oh, that's interesting.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. I've been playing that and Far Cry a lot. Still really into Far Cry. Only like halfway through the game. I'm already like 40 hours in.
Jeez.
That's crazy. But I just do a lot of nothing.
Yeah, yeah. You did like when I saw you playing, you're just like walking around.
Walking around, hunting animals.
Animals. Yeah. I'm surprised you're that far into the game, actually.
Yeah.
Like, that's quite a bit.
So, yeah. That's about it. Netflix recommendations?
I'm going to go with Amadeus, a movie me and you have seen many times.
Yeah.
At school.
Mainly at school, yeah.
Mainly at school. Because they play it all the time in music class.
Really interesting movie, though.
It is an interesting movie.
That's one thing like, I hate it about being a kid. I think I wrote off movies just because we had to see them in school.
Yeah.
Really, this is like...
Yeah, like Amadeus, like it's a pain. Oh, we got to watch Amadeus again.
It's like a 6-hour movie or like 3-hour movie.
Yeah.
So it's like
but
three
you, like,
classes.
You think back on it and you're like, oh, that's a really interesting story. It's Amadeus and
Salieri.
Told from Salieri's perspective. And it's like their whole relationship. Like, because you don't know much about that stuff.
Yeah.
It's like what happened and like their different point of views. And
every time I watch this movie, it makes me crave cookies and cream, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Because like, I think it's in the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, we have your cookies and cream.
Mm-hmm.
He's like trying to kill himself or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, what a way to go.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's on Netflix. Check it out.
Yeah. And my recommendation is Kid Cannabis. Because, I mean, it is interesting.
Yeah.
But I don't know if anyone else would find it interesting. So I think
now
that's why.
Now that they know the connection, it's still interesting. You're like, whoa, that's
like
who he's talking about.
Drew knew these guys.
Yeah.
I didn't know. They only show 2 of them in the movie. I didn't know those 2 as well as I knew like a third one.
Yeah.
Because they're, I mean, based on the real story and what they said, that's the craziest thing I found out is like even looking back, because a lot of this, since it happened early 2000s, a lot of these articles are on the internet and a lot of them are wrong.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like it's, they don't, they say incorrectly.
They say like they have small details incorrect.
Yeah. Makes you think like how many things are incorrect out there that you're not close to, and you're like, you assume what's out there is real, but if you're close, you're like, this is all wrong. These little facts that are easy to check are wrong.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how. Like, it's like where they were arrested and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It says like place A, but I knew it was place B.
Yeah, but that's the things I'm talking about. That's a simple fact checking thing.
I don't know if you can check that kind of stuff though.
Really?
I don't think the police would tell you.
I thought that's like on record,
like location of arrest.
Yeah,
I don't know
enough about it.
Yeah,
I need a serial podcast to give me awareness on
maybe they're calling. Just do a serial podcast on this case that already happened. We already know the verdict and everything.
Yeah,
we know they're somewhat guilty of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care to revisit suspects and stuff because I find it horrifying. I don't think they'll be as charming as Adnan Syed, but
don't think so.
No, let's not do this canvas idea.
No, out the window.
Yeah. So, yeah. Have a wonderful 2-day... Oh.
Oh, and on Netflix today is the whole first season of Sense 8.
Which is the Wachowskis, I think.
Yes, it is.
That's their show.
Yes.
and come back, enjoy 2 days off, come back Monday, mm-hmm. and we'll do this again. This whole week thing, you know. I think this is better than, like, I don't know, 5 days of pizza. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Monday through Friday type of thing.
Yeah. Then you get 2 days off. We get 2 days off.
Then you pick and choose what you really want.
Yeah, you're like. But I mean, if you didn't listen to Fridays.
Yeah. If all that build up.
Did I think I met that build up, right?
Definitely for me. I think it's worth it.
Yeah.
The payoff was worth it.
Yeah.
Because now they can actually go to Netflix too and be like, whoa.
Wow.
Crazy.
I assume they're not listening to this podcast.
Let's just say they're not.
Let's pray.
Let's just hope.
I didn't say anything bad about them.
No.
They were nice.
What if they only let you have one thing in jail and it's our podcast?
I feel bad for them. That's cruel and unusual punishment. I'll say that much. So, yeah. That's it. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, everything. Destiny Pizzas. Thank you for listening. Until next week, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.